Today's Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 5, verses 12 to 26, and this can be found on page 1032 in the Church Bibles. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priests and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went upon the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Joy. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, help us now to understand your word and to be changed as we meet you in it. We ask in your holy name. Amen. Jesus is good news for everyone. Jesus is going about meeting people, teaching, healing. Lives are being changed. And as I said earlier, over the summer, we'll see all sorts of people meet Jesus in Luke chapters 5 to 8. And for all of them, Jesus is good news in a whole variety of different ways. Good news for all sorts of different types of people. Good news in all manner of different situations. Good news for everyone. So we're kicking off this summer series by looking at that Bible reading about the man with leprosy and the paralyzed man, and Jesus was certainly good news for them. If you only remember one thing from this morning's service, this is the thing to remember. Jesus is good news for everyone. Jesus is good news for everyone. Let's start with the man with leprosy. He's got this infectious skin disease that means he's not just unwell, he's an outcast, he's untouchable. For very good reasons, he would be isolated from the society around him so that he didn't infect other people. It's a little bit like how, actually, up until the 1980s, there was the isolation hospital in Catherine de Barnes, very close to here, a place where people with dangerous diseases could be looked after away from other people safely where they wouldn't infect them. This man with leprosy, he's an outcast. He didn't have quite as good a system back then. He just doesn't belong. He doesn't go about with other people. Because of his illness, he keeps away from others and they keep away from him. And it turns out that Jesus is good news for the outcast. He's really good news for the outcast. Question for you to think about afterwards. Who are the outcasts today in our society or even in our church? Who are the people that we keep at a distance, stay away from, but for whom Jesus is actually also good news? Think about that. Does anyone remember what Jesus was asked by this man? He comes to Jesus, he falls with his face to the ground in humility, and he says something. What was it he said? Anyone remember? Lord, if you are willing. Well done, Rob. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now, this guy knows that Jesus can heal him. He's presumably heard about Jesus. Maybe he's seen him from a distance at work. He knows the things that Jesus has been starting to go about doing. The teaching, the miracles, the start of this movement around Jesus. So this chap with leprosy, his question isn't whether Jesus can heal him, but whether Jesus wants to heal him. Or is he just actually too much of an outsider for even Jesus to care? And this is very much how you can very easily end up feeling if you are always the outsider, if you're always the outcast, if you're always the one people keep away from. Does Jesus actually want to help someone like me? And Jesus reaches out his hand and touches him. I am willing, he said, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. That's what it says. Jesus breaks through that disgrace. He touches this man who was thought unclean and says, be clean. And healed him instantly. This man who wasn't sure actually if Jesus would want to use his power to help him at all. Jesus is good news for the uncertain. So what about the paralyzed man? He at least has friends who bring him along, but when they get there, they can't get close because of the crowds. And so they hatch this plan to get him into the building, nevertheless, through the roof. Now, we decided not to reenact this scene because we have quite enough problems with our church roof as it is without causing any more. Sue is not here, but we'll be very pleased to hear that. We're not planning to cause any more problems with the church roof. They can't get in. They come up with an imaginative way around the problem. And what happens? Does Jesus sort of argue with them? Tell them to go away? Fix the poor man's roof? And come in the proper way like everyone else. No, he does not. Jesus does not do that. He just gets on with sorting out the paralyzed man's problems, even though he'd been excluded by the way everyone else was behaving. Jesus is good news for the excluded, those who we keep out. Another question for you to think about afterwards. Who are the people who are shut out, find it hard to get in, find it hard to engage by our ways of doing church, by our buildings? How do we respond when they try and get around the obstacles that we've absentmindedly put in their way? Something to ponder later. But Jesus gets to work and he does something very unexpected. These folks have brought their friend so that he could get healed. Here he is, here's Jesus, here's the man. That was what they thought they could get Jesus to do for him. Bring him and he'll get healed. But instead Jesus says, friend, your sins are forgiven. I wonder if you've ever had one of those conversations with a toddler at the point where they're just trying to figure out how to make a joke. Do you know that moment? They're trying to make up a joke of their very own for the first time, and they get the structure. They get the idea, you know, you ask a question, they respond, and you come out with the punchline. But they get the structure, and somehow the actual words they use just don't make sense. You know, something like this, you know, what do you call a man who doesn't like sausages? I don't know. What do you call a man who doesn't like sausages? A trampoline! And then they laugh hysterically because they have made a joke. And you're just there thinking, that makes no sense at all. Has that happened to anyone else or is it just me? It's happened to you. Good. This conversation with the paralyzed man could feel just a little bit like that. Jesus saying, son, your sins are forgiven, doesn't seem to fit in. It's not what they brought the guy to Jesus for. It's not what they're expecting to happen. He's gone off script. And it turns out that Jesus knows this paralyzed man's needs better than he knows them himself and better than his friends know his needs. They will catch up, but Jesus is there first. This man needs forgiveness of his sins. He needs his relationship with his Father God restored. He needs an injection of hope and new life. And Jesus is good news for people who don't understand their own needs, who don't understand what they need from him. He's still good news for them. And then when Jesus says, your sins are forgiven, the teachers of the law get all upset. It's blasphemy. They've been following, the teachers and the Pharisees have been following Jesus around, waiting to hear him slip up, and they think this is their chance. And Jesus goes right ahead and heals the man. He does it right in their face so that they'll know Jesus isn't just making it up, that he can forgive the man's sins. And similarly, actually, it was with the man with leprosy. Jesus had sent him away to see the priests, and he says it's as a testimony to them. He wanted the religious authorities to know what had happened, that this man had been healed, that God was at work through Jesus. Even if these religious leaders reject him, Jesus wants them to know who he is. Jesus is good news for those who think they don't need him. So Jesus is good news for everyone. Good news for the outcast. Good news for the uncertain. Good news for the excluded. Good news for those who don't fully understand their own needs. And good news for those who think, frankly, they don't need him. He's good news for all of these, and for you, and for me. Let's receive his good news for us and receive him, because Jesus is the good news we each need. And we'll see that more and more as the weeks go on. Amen.